in the 50s, an article broke in Billboard concerning a young man called Berry Gordy, who had created, on the strength of a private family loan, a tiny little label called Tamla. Tamla, in turn, rapidly became Motown, and then finally Gordy. The three together became a powerhouse in American R&B, and it was spearheaded by two people, Berry and a wonderful character called Barney Ailes, who must have been the only white employee in the entire organization. But they needed that, because in the 50s, they couldn't sell their product simply because of their color. This was a different era. This was a different period. How were they going to crack a market, even with the best music in the biz, without having somebody guide them? Barney Ailes, who's still very much with us, as is Berry Gordy, has come up with a book recording the extraordinary history of this magical musical label. And it is called, simply, Motown, The Sound of Young America.